Hey guys, just wanted to mention real quick before we get into this episode that we are now in the iTunes store. So you can go to the iTunes store, search Podcast from Planet Weird, and then listen to us there, subscribe to us, rate and review us if you want. That'd be real cool. Yeah, and then if you have an iPhone, you can subscribe to us and then you'll be on the podcast app and then you'll get notified whenever we post.
Android users like me, good luck. We got to figure it out.
I don't know. It's probably real similar, I assume.
I don't know.
Anyway, that's an alternative to SoundCloud if you don't want to keep using that. But thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week with Get a Clue. Get a Clue is on Hulu, so go watch that and then get ready for the podcast next week. But here is Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off.
Have fun.
I'm looking at Frankie, he's so nervous.
I'm scared.
You look like you're about to cry.
I did cry while watching.
I mean, it's a real tearjerker, I think. Especially when I think about how misogynistic that dad is.
You know? I was like, this movie has a lot of secret messages in it, and we all know it.
Secret messages?
No, they're very blunt. They're very blunt.
They're really out there. Okay. Welcome back, everyone. What episode is this? Five?
I don't know.
Episode five?
I think so.
Well, you would know. You're a biggest fan.
I think it's five.
You should keep count. Keep track. Put them on your arms as little tattoos.
Just keep a tally on your arms. So our special guest today is Frankie Diaz, everyone.
Hello.
He's a star of DIY Debbie.
I have my own channel.
He has his own
neck slime.
His own Etsy store. How are those cards going?
They flopped. I stopped.
Oh, making that. Really? Because I was going to buy some when I had money, but...
Okay, well, now it's just private vending.
Oh, okay.
I'm following DIY Debbie.
You do?
Yes. I want to make
Check
those...
out my FB to see DIY Debbie.
Oh, I don't even know what that is.
It's in the State Press. He's famous.
People read that?
I don't.
No.
Okay, well, anyways.
Frankie, anyone at the State Press.
How you been, though? We haven't seen you in a while.
I've been bad, but...
What?
I'm just trying to graduate.
No, it's okay. You only have like a month and a
half
left.
Can you hand me my water?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Is this it?
Yeah. Yes, thank you.
I was going to ask if that's a Chronicle cup, but it's not.
No, I haven't even seen Chronicle.
You a Broncos fan?
I don't think they make Chronicle cups.
Bionicle?
All four of the movies are in my DVD collection.
Wait, really?
I wish. I love the Bionicles movies.
I wasn't really a Bionicle kid, but okay.
I used to go to this thing for like advanced placement kids in elementary school, and everybody had Bionicles. Everybody had Bionicles. It was crazy. I was like, why do I feel so stupid?
They were more of an underground thing for me.
They were really underground. It was
more
really
of a
just
Yu-Gi-Oh
like.
Kid.
Oh, Yu-Gi-Oh?
Yeah.
That was too dark magic for me.
It's too close to witchcraft.
I'm really into Digimon right now.
Well, of course.
Like, I'm rewatching all of the first three series, whatever. And
okay.
I try to make a Crunchyroll just so I could watch the movies, but I don't have a credit card.
Oh my God, do you remember when they did the Digibowl? Like, during the Super Bowl, they had the Digimon Bowl?
No.
Well, they did.
What year was this?
The Puppy Bowl?
It was like, I don't know. 99, 2000.
I'm not going to remember that. I was four.
Okay, but like I remember the Digibowl. It was a big event. My mom made PB&J.
Oh, sandwiches, my God. Your memory is amazing.
The guy who, Terry Bradshaw, is that his name? He's like, he does like sports commentary at the like actual
all I think
football games.
All I'm thinking is Carrie Brownstein right now.
Carrie Bradshaw.
I would love her.
Carrie Bradshaw.
Don't know her. I haven't watched the show yet.
What's that woman's name from Sex and the City?
That's her, Carrie Bradshaw.
Okay, good.
Okay, well, today we're talking about Eddie's Million Dollar Cook-Off.
Otherwise known as the hot dog movie.
The hot dog movie, according to my mother. I had no idea that this was such a fan favorite.
I love
it. At least amongst you two.
It's literally one of my favorites. I almost didn't take notes. I kind of just watched the whole thing.
I mean, that's fine.
Oh, speaking of notes, they're in my backpack.
Get those out, boy.
Oh, gosh. Oh, God.
But Frankie, everything's everywhere. Frankie messaged me on like Monday and said, I heard you guys are recording Eddie's $1 million cook-off. I want to be on it. And I said, okay.
Yeah, I watched all of the, or I listened to all of them in one day. And then I messaged Juan and I was like, what's next?
He marathoned.
I know, he really did.
He binge listened.
I'm the president of the fan club. Put me on a podcast.
I've made the pins. Don't worry.
I ate a hot dog that night.
The hot dog movie.
My mom made Sonora dogs the other night.
I love those.
You should have come over.
You guys live so far. I felt like I was going back in time.
Really? We don't live, we're like 20 minutes from ASU.
I've never like been over here.
You live like 40 minutes away
from
ASU.
But it's so beautiful here.
If you don't take the 202.
Well, you know what? Take the damn freeway and get here. Jeez Louise. Okay. We ready to get into it? Are we ready to talk about this glorious, glorious movie?
Yes. I can't see my notes because I'm blind, but let's do it.
Do you have your glasses?
Oh, my glasses broke. Fun fact.
No.
One.
They didn't break like the lens. They broke like right here.
Oh, that's happened to me, yeah.
Like, it's always your wallet, your phone, now the glasses. Okay, Four Eyes, let's get into this.
What for?
Four Eyes.
Those hot dogs are disgustingly messy. I just realized when I rewatched it.
Well, he'd make... It's like the most complicated way to make a hot dog. And later he's like, guys, I can cook. I make Eddie dogs. How hard is it? You just put some onions on a goddamn hot dog. That's not cooking.
He didn't cook make the hot dogs.
Those vendors did. Those sweaty, sweaty vendors.
Those vendors covered in soda.
Poor vendors.
Yeah.
Whenever I like first saw it, like in my head, I was like imagining that it was like a super complicated recipe. But he was just throwing, like, everything in those little trays onto the hot dog. Like,
not even into those little trays, around the trays, on the trays. It was disgusting.
Yeah, he made such a mess, probably didn't clean it up.
But let's be honest, hot dogs are not the cleanest food to eat.
Still, you don't have to make a mess all over the
Yeah, you really don't. Counter. He was just being disgusting. Can I point out that even before you start the movie, the cover of this movie is him holding a giant spatula like it's a sword.
It's Eddie holding a giant spatula and then Orlando Brown in the back going.
I know he's like aggressively excited. Like smiling at you.
Is that a Photoshop spatula or did they make a giant spatula for this movie? And I think it's the second. I think they made it to be
a giant spatula.
I'm hoping that the guy who plays Eddie, like, has that framed in his kitchen.
I want him to use it, like, during a barbecue. Just be like, who wants hot dogs?
Pulls it out.
For giant wieners.
Okay, well, this movie came out in July 18th, 2003.
So,
Chip did you guys watch the premiere?
No.
Or did you catch it in reruns?
I rerunned it.
I think I caught it, like, years later.
I'm telling you, I didn't have cable, so... That's gonna be a point I make every podcast.
Yeah, episode. I grew up in a convent, so.
In a what?
In a convent. He was a nun. he was the flying nun. How do you solve a problem like Frankie?
These notes, like, what kind of paper is this? It's like shiny.
It's only so it like doesn't rip in the circle. It has like a little protection.
Yeah. So you can reinforce rainforest paper.
Mm-hmm. This is made with pure.
This is like why. The world is dying.
You're the problem. Global warming is Juan's fault.
Garbage island. The paper doesn't disintegrate anymore.
By the way, the tagline for this movie is "Winning never tasted so good." Just want to point that out.
I just want to point out that Eddie was a babe. Like, all of the reviews were like, "Who's this actor?" He's so hot.
I just know he was on like some sitcom, but I don't think he's done anything.
Is it funny that when he cries later on in the movie, I kind of want to just hug him and be like, "It's gonna be okay. You're not a loser,
little baby boy."
Just Bridget's a big.
I don't mind Bridget. I feel like
I know.
I feel like as a kid, I was like, "She's the worst," but now I'm like, "She's just."
I go back and forth. I just
doing her own thing.
How she's naggy.
I like.
She has no friends.
Oh wait, we're not supposed to give away like the end, huh?
No, we can.
People should have watched it, and if not, they can go back.
I know, this movie's really
old. This is not spoiler-free. We're going through everything.
I, like, really... Whenever I was watching it this time, I forgot that she, like, wins, so I was like, I feel like she deserves to win. Like, if Eddie wins, I'm gonna be kind of mad.
He just made hot dogs, doesn't deserve to win.
He made that mole.
He made that tart that sunk.
Yeah, like...
when he poked it.
Was that... I was gonna say, was that flan, but flan doesn't do that.
Also, I was confused as, like, why is Bridget barely learning all these things when she's supposed to be, like, the best chef, but she's learning, like, how to crack an egg with Eddie and learn, like, how to chop.
No, she's just practicing. She's getting that speed down.
I don't know, because she knew. When they were practicing, she was like, here we go, and Eddie was like, oh, you can do this.
Everyone in that movie knew how to crack an egg except Eddie.
I don't believe that the dad knew how. Like, I know that he did in the movie, but I don't understand how that's possible.
Baseball skills.
He probably never cooked anything, made his wife do it all the time.
Well, I have a note about that, but we're, like, not going in order.
No. Okay, well, here, I wanted to play Juan's Pokemon theme that he wanted.
Yeah,
that's our first clip. It does feel like we're gonna start, like, Pikachu's Big Adventure,
right?
Or whatever.
Like, you can just dub the other one on top, and it's ba-ba-da-da. It's literally the same. And the way it starts, like, with the baseball getting thrown, that's exactly how every Pokemon movie starts. Like, a flying Pokeball lands right in the title screen.
This movie had a lot of stuff flying through the air. It was, like,
beautiful. It was very cinematic.
Yeah.
That
was
one of my big notes. The montages at the beginning?
Okay, wait. I'm just gonna say this now. There are so many montages during this entire film.
Just the beginning when, like, they throw, like, the ketchup down, and then the guy sits on it, and then it turns into the tomato sauce that the mom is using. Who thought of that?
Who's the director? Because they deserve an Oscar.
Let's see here. Director Paul Hoen.
Paul Hoen needs to do more movies.
Oh yeah, he did, like, the Batman
Avatar.
Series. That was him.
Hey, did you hear about how? We're not getting a new Avatar movie until, like, 2018.
Yeah, but it's gonna be worth it.
I'd be cool if we didn't get one until I die.
I'm kind of excited. Like, me and my friend were talking about this last night when we were hanging out. But
you have other friends.
Subtly mention that you have other friends. Humble brag.
It's really just one other friend.
Wow, he also directed Dadnapped, The Cheetah Girls, One World, so, like, the worst
one. Oh, no.
Jump In, Read It and Weep, Ned's Declassified, yes. Wow. You Wish, he directed some Even Stevens. He did a lot. He did Luck of the Irish.
Wow.
Okay. You know, he deserves a lot of awards. What did you and your friend talk about?
Nothing. Just about Avatar.
The Last Airbender?
No one likes it. Wait, are you talking about the movie or the series?
The series.
Oh, God bless that.
No one acknowledges the movie, I don't
know. M. Night Shyamalan's Big Mess.
All right. Anyway, in the beginning, we have the baseball montages. Basically, everyone sucks at baseball except for Eddie.
Mm-hmm. Kimberly's a hot mess, but she'd fix it if she just tied her shoe.
I'm okay.
What's his friend's name? The one who, like, pretends to be a cheerleader?
Hannah.
Hannah's really good.
Hannah's amazing.
Hannah saves this movie.
Hannah's the D2 Mighty Ducks.
She's Julie the Cat Gaffney. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Also, the dad in this movie is the guy from High School Musical 2, who, like, is the resort owner.
Oh, yeah.
So, oh, really?
I don't like him in that either, yeah.
I wondered why he looks so sleazy.
I wonder why, like, he's so ugly and the mom is, like, really pretty.
The mom is from Xenon the Zequel. Because they changed parents. They changed Nebula.
They changed everybody in that cast, yeah. Really.
Yeah, I don't believe that the mom would stick with him. She seems too good.
I almost thought, like, halfway through, like, they're going to get a divorce because of this.
Her other sons?
Oh, my God.
The worst.
Like, that's what I was wondering, too, because none of them look the same. Like, there's something they're not telling us about this movie.
There's something they're not telling us.
She's been not with him.
Anyway, we get introduced to the groundhogs, blah, 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 and then we get the Eddie dogs. Oh, that teacher from Wendy Wu is the coach. Do you remember when I mentioned that?
Yes, I saw
that. I wasn't lying.
I noticed. I want one of those groundhog hats.
They should sell those.
That groundhog was so fat.
It literally was like a ball. I was holding a baseball bat.
Why did they have the worst mascot ever?
I don't know.
Team was like the Eagles.
They literally mentioned it, too. They're like, can we get something that doesn't sound like it's going to get eaten alive?
That's when we learn Hannah is lying to her mom.
Hannah's a liar.
I wrote Eddie's dad, calm down, sir, which is, like, I think my overall note for the movie.
Yeah, the entire movie.
I wanted to smack him.
Yeah. But we get Eddie Dogs and the Freeform Jazz.
Freeform Jazz.
We get the rival team, which is the Eagles, with that blonde kid who's like, this is what a baseball looks like.
Their coach is a nurse.
Oh, we'll get to that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was wondering about that, too.
And then, okay, so then Bobby Flay.
Oh, my God. Bobby Flay. They got legitimately Bobby Flay in this movie.
Bobby Flay. Let's tweet at Bobby Flay when we post this and say, we reviewed your starring role.
He was pretty good. It was weird because,
I believed his acting.
Eddie looks just like Bobby Flay. Like, was that on purpose?
Like a younger Bobby Flay.
I always thought it was just because Bobby Flay is like the only real chef. I mean, there's Emeril. Remember Emeril?
Mm-hmm.
Bam.
I don't think he would be on this.
Yeah.
He's too high profile.
He's doing those toothpaste commercials.
They could have gotten Gordon Ramsay.
He has his own spice line.
Oh my God, imagine if they got Gordon Ramsay. And he came in and yelled at Bridget and Eddie. I'd love it.
I think he'd just destroy Bridget more than anything and then just like look down on Eddie like crazy.
Okay, anyways.
Remake this movie with him.
They should. The boys, the baseball boys, the boys in motion, decide, Eddie says, no, let's cook all this food.
After the dad faints from the blood.
What a little baby.
Oh, yeah.
You need a nurse to go help you now.
But then, like, the mom's stitches are, like, never seen again. Like, whenever she's, like, watching him, her hand is perfect.
She literally shows us her hands and they are porcelain.
There's so many conspiracies in this movie. I actually wrote down a lot of conspiracies.
I'm Explain. Sorry.
My first conspiracy is Bobby Flay is Eddie in the past and he goes back in time to inspire himself to become a chef.
Oh my God.
I mean, I Confirm. Believe it. I'm it not denying really it. Here. I can't think of anything.
Take off your hat.
Yeah.
I feel like my glasses are fogging up.
Remember in elementary school when, like, you couldn't wear hats in class?
Yes. I couldn't wear hats in high school either.
Really?
Could you guys?
I think we could. I don't remember. We couldn't chew gum in my... We couldn't chew gum in my junior high. It was like... Gum was like on the black market. It was like a big deal. You had to secretly chew your gum.
I remember we had orchestra and people would show up with gum. And my director was like a falcon. He just was like, you're chewing gum.
He stole Falcon, it for eagle, himself.
Same.
A groundhog.
Thunderbird.
Anyway, then we get them cooking the food to the trombone montage.
That's what I feel like during the summer.
Just throughout the podcast, I'm going to keep playing that at random points just to and keep it interesting.
Don't help him. They're so lazy.
They're also making like... The disgusting, like, the worst food I've ever seen. Like, they're cooking Fruit Loops on chicken. They're making, like, fruit punch mashed potato lava.
But as a kid, like, I did want to eat it. It looked good.
Frankie was making fun of that dragon fruit. Not this Frankie. Eddie from Raven Frankie in
Orlando
this
Orlando Brown Frankie. Not Frankie sitting with us here today.
But it's, he was perfect that his name is Frankie. Because I mean,
how appropriate. Yeah.
Now we're going to get real confused. But he's making fun of that dragon fruit. Have you had dragon fruit?
It's No.
It's like a giant kiwi and it's amazing.
But he's just judging a book by its cover.
He really is. He's like, what is this? I'm like, maybe look it up. I did.
Well, my point is, they took all that food that the mom just bought. They made this gross food with it. And she comes home and's like, did you put it away? And he's like, no, we cooked it instead. That's not what she asked you to do.
You broke the rules.
And then what happened to the pizza? Who ate the pizza?
There was pizza?
Yeah, they brought pizza home.
They brought pizza, but then it shows them eating the gross purple chicken.
They blended it into the food.
Did they have a dog in this one? I can't remember.
Yes. Yeah, that gets covered in gook later.
Oh, yeah.
Covered. His name's Samson.
The poor baby.
Oh, that kind of looks like your dog a little.
Yeah.
All Sarah has a huge dog.
Same. No, your golden retriever is ginormous.
His skull is the same size as my skull.
If I could lay down, he probably... takes up the amount of space I do.
Remember that Snapchat I sent you where he was just laying on top of me? Mm-hmm. I was just like laying on the couch and he climbed up and just put his whole body on top of me.
Like a goat.
Yeah. Anyways, and then we get a bunch of sexism at the table between the dad and the two brothers.
Yeah, what was that about?
They're being homophobic.
I was like...
I hate them so much.
I was triggered. I had to stop and just take a shower.
What?
To just calm down.
An entire shower.
I just don't feel like cooking is seen as like
that's what I was confused
feminine
too.
Thing there. Bobby Flay exists.
Like Gordon Ramsay is alive.
That's true. Like why were they so weird about it if they all watch Bobby Flay?
Like this was just like a metaphor for like coming out, I think.
It really was. That was
he like, had to like hide when he was watching Bobby Flay. He had to put on sport and say, oh, they just got the third out.
It was supposed to be Drag Race, but they said maybe it's too much.
It was RuPaul. RuPaul's married. Did you know that?
What?
He like just announced that he's been married for a few months to his partner that he's been with for
RuPaul
years.
Charles.
He secretly got married.
His partner's really weird looking.
Oh.
I saw this one video where they're like at the Grand Canyon.
He was here.
Yeah. Well, miles and miles north. But
I would have gone. I would have found him and fought him.
Oh, I made a note too that like none of Eddie's friends like look the same age. Like yeah, Frankie looks like 25.
Kiwi looks like he's 12.
What is that other kid's name?
DW.
Oh. DB? What is his name? Doobie-Doo?
DB. We don't know what it stands for, but...
Dewey...
Barcelona.
Barcelona. Well, he looks like, yeah, like 11. I was so confused.
DB is also as worse, as like, as not as worse, but like as bad as like the brothers and the dad.
Yeah. I know. No, I hate him. I wrote in here, he's a little prick. Frankie's fine.
Frankie's
the true friend.
Yeah. Between Frankie and Hannah, they're fine. Everyone else.
Oh, yeah, Hannah's a good
friend. Hannah literally, like, takes a bullet for him.
I know. Not literally.
I mean,
literally. That was the director's cut.
The Robert Rodriguez cut.
Machete.
I had to teach my mom about Robert Rodriguez the other day. I was talking about Spy Kids, and then I had to teach her, like, this is Machete. He's in the Spy Kids movies, and there's this Machete movie, and, like, there's all these action movies that Robert Rodriguez did, and I had to explain it all to her.
So he's, like, the same character in Spy Kids and in Machete?
Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen Machete, but I think so.
No, yeah, he's literally Machete.
What? So then the Spy Kids exist
in Machete. Which is weird, because the boy who played the curly-haired...
Junie.
Who played Junie is in one of the Machete movies.
Oh, really?
But not as Junie. He's just some random, like, lowlife.
Maybe that was Junie, but like he just
his future
fell
self,
off.
Like yeah. He just is that trashy.
Maybe he changed his name because of like the Spy Kids Witness Protection.
Spy Kids Witness Protection, the new movie.
But I watched clips from the Spy Kids 4 with Carmen and Junie.
Oh my goodness!
It does not look good. Junie looks like Carmen looks normal as a, like an adult, but like Junie, it's disturbing to see.
He looks like a giant man baby.
He's dating Meghan Trainor.
Yeah, I saw that.
That's good.
It's weird.
I wonder if he like still tapes his fingers up,
like just has warts,
just to feel something.
He plays with that little spinny toy.
I wonder if he has cardboard cutouts of like thumb thumbs in his room.
He fights them at night.
Okay. Sexism at dinner table. I said I want to punch everyone but the mom. Yeah. Okay. And then they go to sign up for the electives or whatever. During which is not how
clipboard
signing
frenzy.
Up for
I know. Like,
goes.
What kind of school was that?
I was going to ask, like, is this a private school? Like, do they not have, like, advisors? What's going on?
Yeah, that's what I was
Or is this,
too.
Like, the reason why there are advisors? Like, we can't do this clipboard thing no more.
They got them after that. Yeah, it was, like, some weird Hunger Games frenzy. And then Frankie and Eddie. Eddie grabs the wrong clipboard on purpose.
I know, he tricks his friends.
And you can, like, tell that it says...
It's a different color.
Yeah.
It's their fault, honestly. And then they're in home ec, and then they're all angry at him for grabbing the wrong clipboard.
He said, it's fine, this will be cool, don't worry.
Yeah.
And then Bridget comes at them.
And they have this... DB has this really solid, solid diss.
Check it out. Custom cooking utensils. Somebody should have signed up for Get a Life 101.
Ooh.
There's a lot of dissing of Bridget during this entire movie.
I know.
Poor Bridget. She looks like Iggy Azalea. And she sounds like her.
Oh my god. I did not notice that. But okay.
That's
I
another
see
conspiracy.
It now. I'm never gonna see
She's
it.
Iggy Azalea is actually a pro chef.
But not a pro rapper.
But Bridget goes off because she's like talking about
how there's always a group of dumb boys that get stuck in
this class.
Yeah, basically
that take it for like a bird class or whatever.
And then she destroys them. She cooks them into a meal.
And then I love this teacher that like always makes like under her breath she just makes comments about how alone she is.
With my cats. That's you.
That was sad. She's like, did you guys get it? Nobody ever does. Like, how sad. How many years has she been in, like, turmoil?
She won that cook-off and never...
Or, yeah, when she brings up the cook-off and they're like, oh, they still remembered me. And like for 2 seconds, she's trying to just talk about her glory days. And Bridget's like, did I get it or not? And she's like, Bridget, I'm trying to build suspense. Shut up.
No, she says, maybe they were just being nice. And then she was like, then Bridget was like, they are.
I was like, dang, Bridget.
Yeah, of course they are. Anyway, and then we learned about the cook-off. Like, it's just mentioned. And they're like, what's a cook-off? Anyway, and then they start doing the anatomy of a cookie.
And then, Frankie burns the cookies.
Which, like, that seems like a really cool class. I took home ec in junior high. I don't know if you guys took it.
This is also why I bring up if this is a private school. Because that home ec class
it was nice.
Looks top of the notch.
They had a bunch of stainless steel tools.
Like, I remember my home ec class in junior high, and it looked like a graveyard. It looks like the aftermath of an apocalypse.
Yeah. That's why they didn't have computers to, like, sign up for electives, because they spent all their money there.
On the home ec class?
Yeah, like, I think our home ec classes looked like in Super 8 when they go into the abandoned homes.
Oh my god.
Like, when they're on the run and they go to the kitchen, that's what it looks like. Frankie's dumb because of the cookies.
And Bridget's cookies looked so good. They were so fat.
And then she disses them, saying, like, I can't eat all these, but I'll try.
I was like, yes, Bridget, you do that. Eat them cookies, girl.
And then this is when Eddie goes home and he has this little cookie montage with the dog bear.
Oh, no. Something happens before then, though.
What?
After everyone leaves, he goes back and grabs one of the pamphlets. Oh, yeah. And Hannah sees him. And she's just like, I see you.
That's when you know she's just like the only true friend.
Because she doesn't say anything to anybody. She keeps that to herself.
She keeps it real. And then he's doing his like weird peanut butter and jelly smoothie thing. And the brother comes in and eats that sandwich.
It looks so gross.
I'm actually really mad because when I was watching this, when I was younger, I always wanted to try that sandwich with all the gunk on it.
It had like M&Ms on it.
I know, but it looked so good for some reason.
I'd be fine if it was just PB&J with M&Ms, but it had a bunch of weird sludge on it.
It had the PB sludge.
And then the dog gets covered in it for the first of like 5 times.
That dog's hair is so matted now.
That's what I was putting, like, who's paying for the dog to like get groomed every night and they're not like asking like, so who's like,
Who did this?
And then he like gets stuff all over the roof. Does he clean that every
night?
Oh,
yeah, the ceiling.
Does he not sleep?
I guess no. he would have had to, clean all that up.
Also, Eddie's stupid.
I know.
Let's talk about the fact that he literally put eggs, milk, and orange juice in one thing and then just decided to drink it.
Yeah, like salmonella. He doesn't know what salmonella is. And then the dog drinks it, too.
This. The dog's just like, wah, wah.
The dog's like probably dead.
Honestly, this dog probably had some problems later on.
Anyway, the dad makes more girl jokes, of course.
Typical.
Eddie and Bridget talk about the cook-off, and then I think it's DB who thinks they're, like, dating or something, right? He's like, are you guys...
Yeah. No, he's like, what are you doing here?
Yeah.
Like, as if Eddie can't have other friends.
Well, and then Eddie's like, me and Bridget get real. That's rude. She was standing right there.
Poor Bridget.
Like, calm down. Poor Iggy Azalea.
You know they date later.
They probably did fall in love later.
They don't. This movie's a metaphor.
This movie's actually...
Oh, a metaphor?
A metaphor.
This movie's actually the Barefoot Contessa and her husband.
Bridget becomes the Barefoot Contessa.
Yes.
I believe it.
Okay, and then there's a food fight. One of 2 food fights in this movie.
The best food fight they've ever had.
I have a clip from Bridget here. I just like the pop culture reference to Martha Stewart.
She goes to jail, honey.
This was pre-jail.
That was pre-jail.
Yeah, they would have cut that out.
And then this is how you know Hannah's so good at baseball. When the teacher gets hit with something.
Good arm.
Yeah, she's like, good arm, Hannah. You really knocked one of my teeth out. It's good.
Yeah, but like, I don't know. I've never been in a food fight, so I don't understand why all these... Like, school movies have them. Max Keeble had one.
These food fights were cinematic, by the way. Did you see how it was
The music?
It was everything. Mm-hmm. So beautiful. I wanted to be part of it. But, like, as a piece of flour that like flies in.
And then because of the food fight, then we get that bowl of purple barbecue. Barbecue
Ivan oozes.
Ivan ooze, yeah.
It looks like Nick slime. That's what I wrote.
I wrote that it looked like the purple ketchup.
Yes, I wrote that too.
Yes!
Oh, my God. When... They did, like, the purple and yellow.
Yeah. I never had it, but I just remembered it.
Because who would want that?
It was, like, Shrek. There was, like, Shrek ketchup, too, that was green.
Oh, my God.
I want that.
I remember when that came out. That was a huge deal.
I'd live for it.
But Eddie starts his like Nancy Drew phase and tries to like find out what the purple
barbecue sauce is. Maybe like reverse engineers it.
I know. He's a scientist. No, I really didn't like DB. Had some notes about him. The dog gets covered in purple sludge again.
Poor dog.
I know. Also, that purple sludge looked really nasty the second time he makes it when he's holding it in his hand. That looked like the Ivan Ooze booger thing that he like spits out. Turns into the hootie whatties, the birdies.
Ew.
The tango whatties. That's
what they were. What do you think that was like in real life? Because they do eat it in real life. So
I don't know.
No, I think they had to call poison control. I think it's really just like slime, and then they had to get their stomachs pumped. They had to take a risk. They had to sign a waiver.
I don't know. I want to look it up now.
It looks like hair gel.
They said it tasted like barbecue sauce, but better.
That's impossible. Barbecue sauce is amazing. How dare they? But then we have another baseball game, of course, and then we have. Okay, so Oliver is the kid. They're sitting on the bench, and Oliver finds the jar of purple sauce.
And he's just devouring it. Just
takes Oliver's so nasty. It's Oliver's face.
He's going, like, hands deep into the jar. He's like, spoon. No.
What did they tell him, like, whenever he was trying to act?
No, okay, well, the dad
goes, Oliver.
And he's like, Oliver, what is that? And then Eddie's, like, trying to, like, make up a lie. And then Hannah comes in clutch, and she's like, my mom made it. It's her special sauce. She's like,
yeah, it's my mom's.
Chill out, guys.
Get your meaty paws off of it.
I know.
And then Oliver has this line that you requested as a clip one.
Tell your mom that's the best sauce I've ever tasted.
But I want to point out, that's not Oliver's voice. Here's an actual clip of Oliver's voice real quick.
My dad's a nurse.
And again, this is the sauce line.
Tell your mom that's the best sauce I've ever tasted.
What is some Nickelodeon cartoon voiceover.
That's SpongeBob.
Tell your mom that's the best sauce I've ever tasted. My dad's a nurse.
Not the same.
Debunked. Myth busted.
Okay, anyway.
I'm really hot now.
Eddie has a head in the back of his head like Voldemort.
That is a conspiracy. Anyway, they won the game because of Eddie. Because only Eddie can win the games. And then they're at like a barbecue, and again, the dad like mentions, Hannah, you're one of the guys.
Oh my god.
And then the dad makes the comment about the nurse thing here.
For all his tough talk, do you know what he does for a living? He's a nurse.
What does the dad do?
He's a nothing.
He's a coach.
I think he's only a coach.
Well, I remember one time he came home and he was holding like large papers.
He works at a Kinko's. Large papers.
He makes those oversized, what they call it, like storybooks for children in kindergarten. Oversized, like the Hungry Hungry Caterpillar.
He probably has like the most manly job because he's like afraid to do anything else.
Yeah.
He's literally, his job is to just be a man.
Oh, maybe he's a construction worker.
Not even
no,
that.
No, he's not manly enough to do that, I don't think. No. He can't do physical labor.
He can't do blood, so if he started bleeding, he'd like pass out every day.
True.
But when he says that, you get, like, the camera, like, pans over to Oliver, and he just looks like he wants to murder the dad.
I was wondering about that. Like, I didn't remember about, like, the nurse thing, so I was like, are they, like, plotting to kill him? Because it stays on them for, evil. Like, 2 minutes, or, like, I mean, like, 2 seconds, and I was like,
so well, it is totally random. Yeah, like, when you first watch it, you don't know that Oliver's dad's a nurse, so you're like, what is this kid doing?
I know.
He's enraged.
I thought they were trying to hide something. I don't know. I was excited, and then...
And then Eddie finds out that he was... For his cook-off entry, he was supposed to measure ingredients, and he's dumb as hell and didn't measure anything.
He tried to send in a jar of that purple gunk!
He just threw a bunch of shit in a jar, and then, like... Okay, we'll put this in a box and we'll send it.
I thought that was hilarious.
So he has to rush home and like start cooking, and then his mom comes home.
His mom catches him.
He gets super defensive, and the mom's like, I don't care.
This is literally about coming out, because he gets caught doing some gay things, and then the mom's like, it's fine,
bro. Like cooking.
And he's like, don't tell my dad.
Well, he's like really defensive, and she's like, I don't think I'm the one that's making a big deal about this. She called him out. And then so that's when like the mom starts keeping that secret about the cooking.
She didn't keep a secret. She just never mentioned it.
Yeah. But the dad gets furious at her later. Mm-hmm. And they should have divorced right then. She should have left him.
Honestly, she should have. I almost thought they were.
Okay. Yeah, there's another montage of, like, them cooking. They prank Bridget. Poor Bridget.
Poor Bridget, honestly. What did they do to her?
I don't remember. Don't they I don't know.
Oh, they put Jell-O in her chair.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't they put something to sit on? But Eddie,
that looked like good Jell-O.
It's a waste of Jell-O.
Yeah.
That really did look like a Jell-O.
Eddie sends off his cook and treat. The brothers, like... he has to start, like, hiding the mail from the brothers. Because later...
He's trying to get to the mail first.
Yeah. Because later the brothers get his mail and...
Call him Eddie Crocker.
How old are the brothers supposed to be, do you think?
I think they're supposed to be in high school.
They look like 25.
Yeah, I was like, do they have jobs? Do they play baseball? What do they do?
They're just jocks.
Also, that's like in Even Stevens when, like, Donnie, the older brother, is, like, he's supposed to be in... high school, but he looks like he's in college.
Yeah, because during the movie, he's supposed to go to college. And then, what's her name?
Ren
is supposed to go into high school.
I know. I always thought Even Stevens was high school, not junior high.
Me too.
I always used to think that Ren was the girl from, like, The Devil Wears Prada. What's
Anne Hathaway?
Yeah.
What?
Is she not?
She's a poor man's Anne Hathaway.
Yeah. Did she do anything after that?
She's the voice of, like, Kim Possible.
Mm-hmm.
She was in Cadet Kelly.
I think she does.
Do you mean recently?
I mean recently.
She goes to, like, she has conventions. She's a band?
I don't know. I'm
just guessing. I thought you said she's a brand. I was like,
She just had a baby. She is having a baby.
She
goes to conventions. She was at the same convention as Halloween Town. Kimberly J. Brown.
Oh, my God.
And she was there with the guy from Boy Meets World who voiced Ron from Kim Possible.
Oh, my God.
I'd love to meet Ron and Kim. Remember, we saw people cosplaying as Ron and Kim.
We did. That was amazing.
Also, I have ideas for our next Halloween costumes. I'm going to show you after this.
I want to be a jelly bean.
And by next, I mean our first. We've never done.
We've always talked.
Okay. Blah, blah, blah. And then that's when the teacher is talking about her glory days, and we learned that Bridget and Eddie won. And then everyone turns on... Well, the friends turn on Eddie, and then all of the girls... Now,
everybody was excited for Eddie, and Bridget's like, I got in too.
Aw, and she's like, it has four cheeses.
It had four cheeses.
Or three cheeses.
It was four.
I would try it.
That's kind of dumb. He just won with some purple gunk, and she, like, slaved over this stuff.
Yeah, and she was like, remember she asked the teacher to, like, check her recipe, like, three times,
yeah. And then DB is like, do you like home ec? Like, why is that such a big confession?
He's basically asking me if he likes boys.
A lot of people did home ec, like, in my high school. Like, anybody did.
Shoot, it was, like, I wish a fun I'd been home class. Ec. I can only cook eggs.
I made these shorts. Do you want to see the shorts I sewed?
In home ec?
Yeah, I still have them.
It's not only about cooking?
Well, in mine, we, like, sewed shorts.
Yeah, too. It's, like, home essentials.
We sewed boxer shorts. And I still wear them, but they have, like, a hole in them I needed.
That's a cool fabric. So,
but yeah, they're just some frogs, and they're super comfy.
I'll describe them. They're green. They have green and yellow frogs on them.
They have an elastic waistband.
There's a very large
hole. I bought the wrong kind of elastic for that, and my teacher got mad at me.
Why? I remember, like, our home ec, people had to carry around a baby. It was, like, one of those.
That was optional for us. I did not do that.
I think our... school had like a
was it one high. Of those baby things like where you keep it crying and basically like dies and you fail the class?
Yeah, like one. Is well, I remember modern? One year like in middle school they had to carry around like a baby that would cry, but then in high school it was like a bag of rice or something.
A bag of flour.
Yeah,
me cooks it.
Yeah, I was not about to get into that. I'm like, I'm just here to
I'm not here to cook. Ever take
I'm here to
care
make
of
some
baby.
Cookies, learn how to make an omelet, you know,
the good old things.
And then that's when the brothers rip up the certificate.
So sad.
And then...
the dad finds out.
The dad says, your teacher called. I know everything. And then the mom comes home and she's all excited and the dad goes, well, you don't seem so surprised. And then he gets pissed and then the mom's like... oh, the mom says something like, that's like a really good line where, I think Eddie says, like, I don't know why I didn't tell you. And then the mom says, like, I think we all know why you didn't tell him. So she's, yeah.
Everyone disses the dad.
Yeah, the teacher's like, I'm sure you know him better than anybody else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, yes.
I was like, rubbing my eyebrows, making sure they're flat.
And then from now on, the whole school is making fun of Eddie for cooking.
I don't get that. Like, are you all, like... idiots.
Like, I'm sure you guys are good at nothing. He's good at cooking, so like,
and baseball off. So shut up.
And Hannah's the only good person who like actually talks to him.
I'm well, sure Frankie does. Yeah.
but he wasn't there.
But then DB shows up.
DB, like, DB, you know, douchebag.
Oh.
It all makes sense.
Amazing. Conspiracy confirmed.
That kid is the kid in Buffalo Dreams. That
I've never seen that.
The biking movie.
I said he looks like a knockoff. What's his name? That singer? Jesse McCartney.
Oh.
He looks like a little knockoff Jesse McCartney, dollar brand.
A little bit. You should come back for our Buffalo Dreams episode, Frankie.
I've never seen that.
Oh, it's real historical. It's about like Native Americans and white Buffalo people and dreams.
Trashing Native American culture.
Yeah. I'll watch it.
You'd love it.
The kid like almost gets hypothermia or something.
Same. It's been there.
Been there, done that.
Heat stroke.
And so they're starting to cook off training, and then the teacher has this big speech.
Can you saute, fricassee, cleave, fold, mince, scald, cream, reduce, extract, whip, and flambé?
She knows everything.
What's fricassee?
Fricassee. That's my favorite one.
Can you fricassee?
Can you fricassee?
Can I fricassee? You can freak me in the eyeballs.
Freak me in the eyeballs. Oh, God.
And she's also like, every day except Tuesday, that's when I jazzercise.
she's the gem of this movie.
She's like fit.
She blends and she's blends like and blends.
Amazing chef.
She don't need a man. She's got her cats. She's got
is
her
she
cooking.
The mom from Edward Scissorhands?
No.
No.
Oh, damn
she
it.
She does sound a lot like her. She's in a bunch of other things.
I really thought she was.
She's in like an episode of Buffy because I just watched it recently. Look at Bobby Flay's IMDb picture.
She's probably married to Bobby
Flay. Is he James Bond?
He's about to cook the hell out of a situation.
All right. Anyways, then there's like a montage.
Oh, I think somewhere I wrote gender roles ruin dreams.
That should have been the tagline. Should have been on the poster. What's the teacher's name?
Do we ever know? Do we ever hear it? It's like Miss Something.
Barefoot Contessa.
Oh, wait. I remember reading she was uncredited.
So what?
I'll just Google her.
She's no like one
she didn't
character.
Need that credit.
She said, no one will ever know me from this.
She had like the best one-liners.
Mrs. Hadley.
She disses Bridget at some point in the movie.
We've seen her once. But she's in like so many sitcoms, though. Like, I've seen her everywhere.
She was
Boy
in
Meets
Face
World, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Dharma and Greg, Malcolm in the Middle.
Oh, yeah.
Gilmore Girls, That 70s Show, The Bernie Mac Show.
Wow.
She was on The Bernie Mac Show.
She was in Catch Me If You Can and Pleasantville. Cash me. Give me that cash if you can. Wow, she's in a lot of stuff.
I have a PayPal account ready to take money.
Anyways, there's a montage, there's baseball, there's cooking. DB's still being a little prick and he's like, it's weird that you bake.
Freaking
oh my
DB.
God. Shouldn't you be baking a cake?
Like, who does he think cooks his meals? Like,
also, DB sucks at baseball, so he should shut up. DB's not good at anything.
Yeah, no, he's awful.
Maybe he's jealous. Maybe he is in love with Eddie, but he can't express it.
Oh my God.
I like that. I'm
sure.
Conspiracies.
It's not a conspiracy if it's true.
Truth.
It's
even,
a fact.
Even like the big shot that he does at the end is like a bunt.
Like, yeah, he like goes
it
nowhere.
Goes super far and the guy's like,
it hits the bottom of the thing.
Poor DB.
Dad is giving Eddie the silent treatment.
Which I think is so dumb. Like,
he's your son.
Grow up.
I know that Dad's such a child. He's a giant man baby.
Grow up, you old man. And then in a classic Disney Channel movie trope, we have the cook-off and the game against the Eagles.
The playoffs.
On the same day.
It's not even the finals. It's like semifinals.
It's like, they're like, if we make it to the playoffs, like that's like the first playoff game. But it's their rival team.
Mm-hmm.
I would still go to the cook-off.
Yeah, I would.
I would have too, shoot.
Then that's when Eddie and DB start another food fight.
Another.
Yet another.
And then the principal gets hit by that cake or something.
Yeah, the principal gets Max Keebled.
The principal says nothing in this movie. He just comes in and gets hit with the cake
almost,
and leaves.
Every time I was watching that scene where it would pan to him, I was always like saying what the principal and Max Keebled did. He's just like, cease! In his giant low voice.
I think that's my favorite food fight.
Max Keebles?
Yeah.
The music for it.
Yeah, the song, everything. It's really good. Josh Peck.
Oh, God.
Wearing a tuba.
Josh Peck. Let's talk about him for a hot minute. Let's not.
You got something to say?
I just love Josh Peck.
Josh
What's Peck. That girl from Mean Girls? Trey Peck?
Tranpak. Tranpak.
Okay, so then they go back into cook-off training. I love this. It's when, like, Bridget says, is that applesauce in your hair?
Is that applesauce in your hair?
Yeah, I'm baking a cake later.
I just love that quick comeback.
Who bakes a cake with applesauce?
I'm baking a cake with my hair later.
Also, why does she have an accent? Is that applesauce in your hair?
Like, yeah.
Listen.
Is that applesauce in your hair?
Yeah, I'm baking a cake.
In your hair?
A lot of the reviews were like, she has a terrible American accent.
Is she like
a... Is she British?
I think she's Australian.
Oh, snap.
Amazing.
I didn't notice until that line, actually. Good for... Oh, you know who is Australian? Is the girl who plays Hannah.
Well, she's a good actor, then.
Yeah. She's on iZombie, that show I keep meaning to start. I haven't started it yet.
Everybody wants to be called actor now.
No, it's an actress?
She's either or. It's fine. Just don't call a man an actress.
Gender roles do end dreams.
Suddenly he'll
think
he needs
movie.
To be in an apron. Why? Like, the brothers bring up the apron thing, and I'm like, every chef wears an apron. I don't understand. Yeah. Like, you don't want to get food on your clothes.
You wear an apron whenever you grill.
Yeah.
You wear an apron whenever you paint.
Yeah.
I don't do that.
You should.
No, if my clothes get messy, that's my fault.
Eddie has a breakdown and then says, I quit.
Eddie throws a little fit.
He's like,
I should be playing baseball.
I should be a man.
And then here's this great diss from the teacher.
Do you think that's why everybody makes fun of me? Because I love to cook?
No. Oh, no. There are plenty of other reasons.
I also just love that. No.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
And Bridget just accepts it. She's like,
you're right, you're right. She just keeps on cooking.
She's like, you're not wrong. And then...
We're getting to it.
The feminist speech.
The amazing... Honestly, if Kimberly is not your fave in this entire movie, you're wrong.
If Kimberly or Hannah or Oliver, honestly. Oliver's like a little underdog over here eating purple paste. He's that kid on Powerpuff Girls who ate glue. Remember that kid?
Ew, yes. Okay. He turns into a monster.
Conspiracy, that's him.
New conspiracy.
And he grew up to become all of them.
But first, they're having like a party again. I don't know how many baseball cookouts you can have, but whatever. They're having a party again at the house, and the teacher comes over and is trying to convince Eddie to do the cook-off. The dad is like being real silent and shady over
there. He's very much like, no, 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 he's going to do baseball.
I know my kid.
He knows him.
And then here's the clip that Frankie requested.
Oh, a little melodramatic, huh? Oh, I was afraid of that. That's what you get for practicing in front of your cats.
Do you practice in front of your cats?
Such a sad life.
I don't have a cat anymore.
What?
I live in an apartment.
Actually, I didn't even know
I thought
you had
lived
a cat.
In a house.
When did you have a cat? When did you have a cat?
I had a cat, like, in high school.
Oh.
But I've just always been a fan.
I guess since you love cats, I assumed maybe you had one.
Maybe soon.
Because, yeah, like, even at Choya. Even near Choya.
Oh.
We'll speak about this off camera. I need to keep my personal life private.
You're right.
I want to be part of your show.
Have you seen the destruction of Choya?
Yes, I drive past it a lot.
I laughed when I saw it. I was like, yes!
I love Choya, though.
I didn't.
Did you even live there?
Yep, I did.
When?
In the summer.
That summer when I was RHA.
Oh, yeah.
When I was the main RHA boy.
I stayed there for a little bit. Like a night.
You did.
And some afternoons. It was very hot there. Yeah,
we made a very dangerous fort.
With Yvonne, we used a microwave. And then it started to fall. Anyways.
It was a good time.
Okay, so now we get to the baseball game and the big speech.
The big speech. So destroy him, Kim.
The dad is going off about how they need to win this game and how this player plays like a girl.
No, he's like he can catch, but he can't throw. He throws like a girl. And then Kimberly goes off.
I throw like a girl.
What?
I throw like a girl because I am a girl. Hannah throws like a girl, too. She's just good at it.
Kimberly, that's not what I meant.
Why is it a compliment every time you say I run like a boy, but an insult when you say I run like a girl? Can I just be a good runner or a bad runner?
Applaud her. Applaud her.
Preach, girl.
Oh, Kimberly really just could not stand it anymore.
And then I just love that it doesn't stop there.
Yeah,
Suddenly they all start attacking
and
him.
Then...
Here we go. Here's Oliver.
My dad's a nurse.
What?
You made fun of the Eagles coach for being a nurse.
Oliver, I'm sorry. I didn't mean any.
He saves people's lives. My father's a florist. And why do I have to be one of the guys? Can't I just be part of the team?
My father's a florist.
And then later on, even the other coach was like, yeah, my dad was a hairdresser. I'm living.
I love it.
Oh my god. Dang it, I forgot something.
These are some interesting parents too.
I know. A florist.
My dad's a florist.
I don't know any florists.
I wish I had a florist friend.
I wish my dad was a florist. I love flowers.
You do.
Imagine like growing up, your whole house is always full of flowers.
With plants?
Isn't that just like being in the jungle?
Like, I wanted a dad who was like the one from like don't go in the basement, the Goosebumps.
Oh, I thought you meant don't look under the bed. I'm like,
No.
I don't want any part of that.
I don't want anything to be real from that. Nope. No, sir. No, ma'am.
And then Eddie comes back. He's on the team.
And Eddie ruins the entire mood of it. Let's talk about that.
They were going to kill him.
They were going to literally take off all of his limbs and put them on stakes.
And tear him apart.
And then Eddie just shows up and the dad's like, it's everything's cool. We're great.
Eddie's here to save the day.
If he was there for the speech, maybe he would have joined in.
Then if he was there for the speech, Eddie would have just punched his dad.
And then after this, because this isn't the playoff game. This is the game right before. Because they win this, they go to the playoffs mm-hmm. after that. I wrote, DB's being nice now. I don't remember that. But he was nice at one point in this movie.
Because he was like
a fake nice.
Just because they won.
Yeah, he's okay, like, yeah. He's like, I'm glad you're back, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, now he's being nice. Wait, I wrote the teacher's here. When does the teacher come? I don't remember.
No, you mixed up the scenes. Because they win that game, then they have the party. And then the teacher shows up and says, oh, yeah, you sure do know your son.
Also, I want to point out that she says, I gave it the old cordon bleu try.
Le cordon bleu.
Which, at first, I thought she said Corbin bleu.
She really did give it that Corbin bleu try.
You got your head in the game?
She really jumped into that family's drama.
All right, well, whatever. The point is, Eddie eventually goes to the baseball game.
I noticed that Eddie owns that that Science Center electric ball. Because when he's in his bedroom and they're having that sad montage of him deciding, you see that Science Center, touch the ball and it'll static your hair kind of thing. I just thought that was cool.
I wrote that, like, I thought Eddie's last name was Ortegon, like, the whole movie. And then I saw that he got that, like...
His name was Ortegon?
Yeah, I got, like, that... He got that paper.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the certificate. And I was like, what? Who is this person?
Wow. And then, before Eddie goes to the last baseball game, he goes to the cook-off to like scope it out, just see what he's missing.
And then he sees Bobby Flay.
He runs into his future self. Yes. Bobby Flay.
He broke the rules of time travel.
Also, there's this lady, when they first open up into that scene, there's that chef that's like cooking something and the whole thing catches on fire. There's this lady that literally jumps like 5 feet back. She's like, whoop!
The lady's gone now.
She got caught up in the flames.
And I love that Bobby Flay is like trying to convince him to stay. He's like, because Eddie's like, how do I crack an egg?
He's like, stay and I'll show you.
Stick around and I'll tell you.
Dang, you got that line memorized.
Stick around and I'll show you. And I'll also reveal all the secrets of your future. I'll tell you who we marry.
We marry Bridget. Surprise.
Surprise, surprise.
No, DB.
That's why Bobby Flay makes Bridget win. Because he's like, I want my wife to be
she
a
gets
winner.
She gets that blue fire trophy.
Good for her. She deserved it.
But at the baseball game, I hate how smug the dad is when Eddie shows up to the baseball game. Because the mom thinks that he's not going to show up.
Wait, what?
I put a note in here and I remember it. The teacher runs faster than Sonic the Hedgehog at one point.
What?
Because when Eddie's there, Bridget's like, I need a blender. I can't do this without a blender.
Yeah,
and
she runs.
The teacher's like, we need a blender. And then she's in heels. This teacher's in heels because you can hear click clacking away. But she's sprinting so fast. She swerves around Eddie, doesn't even say hi.
She's giving up on Eddie at that point.
Yeah, she's like, you made your choice.
Oh my god.
Anyway, we go to the game.
The dad is smug.
Yeah. The dad is like, oh, I knew he'd
be And then here. Again, the mom is about to tell him off.
Mom, divorce him now.
And then Eddie shows up and he's like, Eddie's here, I win.
And none of the brothers are at the game either. They're so unsupportive of Eddie.
I want the mom to just cut and run, take Eddie and run. Get away from these three other men. But Eddie's not playing his best. And then
No, he is. And then
not.
Once the cook-off starts, that's when he just goes
Oh, yeah,
because
he hears the TV.
Well, because he's watching the TV. And then they're all watching the TV in the dugout, and DB's being a little prick still.
He's like, turn that off.
Yeah, well, and then there's this one moment. Like, again, it's Hannah. It's Hannah doing her best here.
Is that why you're here?
No, I'm here because I love baseball.
Yeah, kind of like Eddie in cooking, huh?
Yes.
She was waiting for that moment to tell him off. And she got him.
Hannah's the unsung hero of this entire movie.
I still hold on that Frankie's the unsung hero. Because he's the only one that, like, talks
he's a supportive
to
friend.
DB. He's like, he's you like, used to like Barbies.
Oh, yeah, he brings up the Barbie thing.
Oh, yeah.
You used like, to bring your used sister's to Barbie them. To show and tell for 4 weeks.
And he's like, that has nothing to do with
no, this. No, he's like, that's different. I'm like, how? Where?
Eventually, they do the old, it's like on SpongeBob.
Water News Jumping Ground.
The old Water News Jumping Ground. They do the old thing on SpongeBob where they tell Mystery to, everyone's like, go, I don't want
Mystery,
you here anymore.
Mystery, get out of here, you dumb seahorse.
They all throw their gloves at Eddie and say, we don't want you here anymore, go cook. And then Eddie leaves and Kimberly steps up. She's like, oh, I'm here.
She's like, you're not the only one who can hit.
And then she knocks one out.
She really, but she just stands there.
She forgets to run, but she does a good job.
And then again, her shoes are untied.
You know what, girl, live your life, it's fine.
I said she needs, I put a note in here, I'm like, she needs some of those Velcro shoes or maybe like some zip-ups.
Yeah.
Shape-ups.
Just give her some boots.
Then we have Eddie at the cook-off. There's 1 hour and 3 minutes left and he's like, I can do it.
I'm like,
can't
boy.
You? You're by yourself. You just got here.
Can you really cook chicken within the hour? I feel like it takes an hour.
And then it cuts back between the gorehogs.
The gorehogs.
The gargoyles.
The cordon bleu hogs.
The groundhogs are scoring some runs. Eddie's pie sinks. Here's a clip. I don't know when exactly this is.
Oh, wait. When he leaves, the dad's like about to blow a gasket and the mom's just like, I'm going to take you in the car so you don't have to deal with your dad like yelling at you as you run away. Let's go.
I love it.
This is a clip Frankie requested of the evil umpire, and I didn't notice how evil this man sounds until I made these clips.
I thought he was just like gibbering, like, are you wrong?
Strike three.
Eddie,
he's the devil.
Eddie's pie sinks when he
sticks it with a fork.
Stabs it. And then Hannah's mom shows up, and Hannah's, you okay?
Overheating.
We're almost done. Calm down. Eddie, okay, so Hannah's mom shows up and she has to pretend to be a cheerleader, even though the mom never said she didn't want Hannah to play baseball.
I know. She's literally,
she
like,
just assumed.
Later on, she literally just says, I really don't care. Go out and do what you want. Like, I'm not going to stop you.
And then the mom gets kind of embarrassing because, like, Hannah goes up to bat and she keeps going, wait for your pitch. And I'm like,
that's not a play.
She becomes one of those moms.
The mom was beautiful, too.
Also, why is that the first baseball game she's...
I know, if she knew.
No, because she forgot her pom-poms.
And she found the glove.
And then she's like, I found your gloves in the jeans.
Everyone's secrets are being revealed.
She's a lesbian.
But even if she was only like cheerleading at the games and not playing, you'd think the mom would still go and support her.
That's no. True. Also, why is she the only cheerleader? I would have already been suspicious. I'm like,
baseball
you're the only one.
How
sad.
Okay, and then let's see. Blah, blah, blah.
We see those little Cornish game hen.
Those look good.
Well, before we get back to the cook-off, that's when Eddie sees, like, Hannah and her mom, or not Eddie, the dad sees, like...
How supportive the mom was
of
her daughter.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I'm being an awful parent, so I should go. But I need to get kicked out of this game first. So he goes and talks to the umpire.
To start a fight.
And then again, we have evil umpire clip.
That's three. You're out of here.
That sounds like a Roger Rabbit character.
Like a villain.
That sounds like the, you know, when the like Goofy movie Pete.
Pete's dad.
Yeah, like Big Pete. That sounds like Big Pete.
Ew.
From like House of Mouse. And...
I hated Big Pete.
Yeah, he was actually really awful.
I think it's called Stinky Pete. I think that's his real name.
I don't know. Anyways. Then we're back at the cook-off.
Or Stinky Pete the Prospector from...
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Oh my god, recently, I think I Snapchatted you this, I was looking at photos of... What's the guy's name? Al?
Ew, the chicken man!
I was just looking at photos of him like, I hate you. I want you to die. It was a photo of him like on the couch with all the Cheetos on
him. Oh, I hate that. And his fingers are all covered in Cheetos.
Yeah.
Does something start licking his hand?
Yeah, the horse.
Oh my Ew. God, Bullseye, you dumb.
You're better than that, Bullseye.
The horse mystery.
We snob.
Shout out.
So the dad goes to the cook-off and he's like, oh, I'm finally being supportive. It only took the dad an hour and 15 minutes of the movie to be a good person for once.
Equivalent to like almost a month of the whole.
Also, yeah. I put down like, the mom knows how to cook. How come she wasn't helping Eddie? Because she was just sitting in the audience clapping with her non-cut hand.
Her non-cut hand, her mutant hand.
She just wanted the teacher to have someone to sit with for once, I guess.
And why did the teacher help Eddie? Do you think she was like disqualified?
Maybe she can only.
Oh, maybe like person. If because she's a past winner, they probably have a rule like you can't help.
But the mom should have helped.
Yeah.
The mom was not supportive. She's like, maybe I'm gonna watch the mom you fail.
Was like, maybe the mom was like, I know that my husband will come through eventually.
He will notice.
He will come through and like
be a good dad.
And then you know they're cooking.
Everything looks delicious.
You know what I always remember from this movie is when the dad goes to the freezer or whatever to get the lemon. And he goes, like, this lemon thing. I don't understand the problem.
It's like supposed to be thick.
Yeah.
And it's all custardy.
Yeah.
I would still put it on there.
What was it supposed to be? Lemon meringue?
I don't know. As a kid, I thought because he faints at the blood in the beginning, I thought he like has a problem with like liquid.
Like textures.
I thought he has a problem with certain liquids and stuff. I thought he was going to pass out again.
And then he throws that old lemon.
The baseball skills.
At the same time as that kid throws the ball.
Wow.
How'd they time that up?
Magic.
And then we're done. And then we don't find out who. Do we find out who wins then? Or is it not until they get
there? No, it's later. Eddie's a sore loser. Yeah, when they do. And then.
Cries.
Like a baby. So Bobby Flay announces that Bridget Simmons!
That should have been clear.
is the winner. And then, I was about to say Frankie. Eddie starts to tear up a little bit and is all sad. And then the dad's like, you didn't strike out. Bridget just knocked one out of the park. So
he should have known he cannot beat Bridget.
I don't know why he thought he had a chance.
Because he has the raw talent.
He has the passion. That's the other thing is, like, the teacher mentions, like, Bridget doesn't have the passion. Yeah. I feel like she's so obsessed with cooking. Yeah. She has the passion. So.
No, she, like, it's
like, her whole life, though.
Yeah, like, she, like, Eddie has, like, that natural, like, thing about him. I don't know. It's weird.
It's called white privilege is what he has.
Damn. She's white, too. Everyone's white.
He's but she's Australian.
Though. Oh.
And he is a man.
And then
male privilege.
The groundhogs all get there and they're like, oh, we won. And then Eddie's like, oh, I guess not everything's so bad. And then Frankie goes up to Bobby Flay and calls him out. He's like, why didn't my boy win? Why is Bridget holding that
why
statue?
Didn't he win?
Again, being the only friend.
He doesn't answer him. He just says, he looks like a winner. He doesn't answer why.
Bobby Flay's like, lost. That chicken mole was disgusting.
I wish they would have answered, like, it's because the tart tasted.
The chicken like, was undercooked.
Puke. Yeah.
Probably because he didn't put enough lemon.
He never cooked the chicken.
Those chickens look good. And the teacher's like, it's mole.
I didn't. Growing up, I'm always like, what did she say? And then right now is when I realize, oh, she's saying mole. And growing up, I've always had mole. So I'm like, this is chocolate?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, she does it. It's mole.
Because her mom's like, chocolate and chicken?
Yeah.
Mole's good. Do you guys like it?
I like mole.
I've never had it.
My mom makes it different for me because some of it's kind of like, if you don't make it a certain way, it kind of gets nasty.
Mm.
Like, my mom makes it so it's, like, still sweet. And I'm like, oh, my God, I love this.
That should have been a tagline for the movie. Holy mole.
That's also why I thought Eddie was Mexican. Because he made mole.
He's like, he knows how to make mole.
And that's basically the end of the movie. Because then
none of his parents are Hispanic.
They all say, oh, we're going to go out to eat. And Eddie goes, Eddie dogs?
And everyone's like, yeah!
I'd be like, no.
Maybe we're tired of those.
Maybe make them every game.
Maybe, why can't they just eat, like, he can cook something right there in the...
Make a steak. Thing. Shoot.
Cook something better than Eddie Dog.
He's going to make him go all the way back to the field just to eat a hot dog.
Oh, and then Bridget's like...
I'm hungry too.
I won. I'm hungry too.
I feel so bad for her.
Yeah, but like, where's her family?
Where's her support group?
Where is her family? Maybe she is.
Where's the teacher? She wasn't even down there.
Maybe she's like emancipated.
Because she's Australian.
And it's like, she knows how to cook so well because she's had to cook for herself the whole
time. Oh my god. I want a background story on Bridget now.
We need to see
a
prequel. Her movie.
I want a spin-off movie.
I want her story.
And then Eddie invites her, and then he like takes the...
The blue fire.
Yeah. Trophy. And then it freezes.
The Le Cordon Blue Fire trophy.
I remember my brother and I always used to make the joke about this movie of like, what if he just took it and smashed it on the ground?
Yeah.
Because we don't know.
That's when they fall in love.
And then the credits roll and the freeform jazz plays again, and that's it.
That's
oh, I didn't even play
slow
it.
Slow trombone. Yeah, you did.
No, I didn't. I was going to like do it throughout the podcast.
Oh, wow.
Like,
you
just suck. Edit it in.
Just edit
I got
it in.
Too into it, y'all.
Edit right. It in every time we say a conspiracy.
Okay. Oh, my god.
Okay, so Frankie has chosen the IMDb reviews for today.
Oh, sure.
I'm not reading.
Frankie will be reading them.
Okay.
I'm a bad reader.
Frankie was on top of his game. He messaged me. He was like, so I pull notes. Who's getting the reviews?
He knew how we functioned.
I bought equipment, but I had to return it because you guys had some.
Should have brought it. That's why we're sharing mics.
Frankie was like, are we filming? And we're like, oh, no, we don't film. And he, like, tears down his green.
I like, okay, I have to fire my makeup crew now.
He's like, oh, okay, no problem. Hangs up. Tears down the green screen in anger.
Get rid of it all.
He's, like, on set. He has a crew.
He has those light things.
Cancel.
Call the caterers. Oh, all right. Dan, well, go ahead and tell us about these reviews, Frankie.
Okay, wait. Let me find the good one first. Okay, so this one we have been talking about a lot.
Who's it from?
There's no star like rating at all, but
losers.
It's from.
That's rude.
Mick Mahone 203-001.
That's my pen name.
He's from Sherman Oaks,
Sherman, ooh. Oklahoma.
Oaks.
What's that?
California.
Oh.
Seven people right? Found this
helpful.
Useful.
Seven.
The title is Eddie Was Really Coming Out. A typical upbeat kids movie, but with a notable different message. The real story, conspiracies, is that our hero, 14-year-old Eddie, comes out. The jock goes through all of the angst, guilt, rejection, and fear. Been there.
I'm still at rejection.
That any 14-year-old would have upon revealing that he was different. However, Disney, in their infinite wisdom, like, what? Super sanitizes the story so that Eddie comes
sanitizes.
Out.
They put some...
The Purell on
there. The Germex on it.
So that Eddie comes out as a chef instead of gay. I won't criticize it too much because even this would have been a big stretch for Hollywood 5 years ago. It's still 5 years.
What year was this in?
What year did they make this review?
This was in 2004.
Oh, what?
And then it says, cute and entertaining if you don't have to do too much.
If you're just folding some laundry.
And that was what? The next one is, heh, period. And this is from Scott, but it's S-C-A-W-T. Scott from Massachusetts.
I hate his name. Squat.
Also, why do they do 10 stars? Why not just 5 stars?
Yeah, IMDb takes everything a little too seriously.
Okay. They want you to know.
This one's a little bit sad.
Oh,
no.
Well, not a great movie. Not even a good one. It could possibly be described as decent. Then again, not my type of movie whatsoever. So I could be quite biased. Then why did you watch it?
Look up this man and find him and let's Twitter attack him.
I'm also not a young teen child, whatever age group that Disney aims to. So what,
21-year-old.
He's like an adult.
He's a 35-something-year-old.
And he's pissed.
There's so many IMDb reviews where, like, they're like, I hated it. I guess it's not my, like, I'm not the target demo, though. And I'm like, yeah, of course you're not.
Like, you're a 50-something-year-old.
It says, Disney
receding
movies
hairline.
Are usually silly. What? Are you talking about me?
No.
Disney movies are usually silly that you can sit back and enjoy without straining your brain at all. No brain strain here, but also no enjoyability. I may have smiled once during the movie.
What?
I want to know when. But other than that, no high points. No laughing, no grinning.
Dang!
It was really...
A smile, but no grin.
Just no entertaining. No entertainment at all. Weak jokes, even weaker plot.
Excuse me?
But hey, one good thing can be said. It teaches us that sexism is wrong. That's true.
It got real at
the end. I was going to call him a big misogynist.
Or at least I believe so.
Yeah, I wonder what he smiled at.
When, I don't know.
I'm not sure how many children would get that out of this movie, but it definitely was there. I don't remember if I got it, but I get it now.
I know, I never got it. I was like, this boy loves to cook.
Let's see. Kids will probably enjoy it, but from what I've heard, and it has a good message for M2. So no harm is done by this movie. Being a decent movie, I got it a 5 out of 10. Somewhere in the middle, but a good message aspect boosted it to 6 out of 10.
What is M2?
You probably meant them too.
No, he put like E apostrophe E-M.
M?
Oh.
He's from Texas, maybe. Oh, wait, he's from Massachusetts.
Boston, Mass.
Oh, 2, 1, 3, 4.
Get out of here, Zoe.
Zoe's the only one that made that show.
No, it was... What's her goal?
Caroline. Caroline was there for years because she did not want to leave.
Caroline is a goddess amongst men.
Are you looking for, like, if I have a Caroline thing?
Yeah.
No.
Is that me? Is that my only one?
Yeah, you had it. Dang. I have a bunch of paper from, like, dorm crafts. Oh, my God. Look at, actually, Frankie.
Who was that one girl who, like, went like that? Like, I'm... Something.
I don't know, but I remember Lanice. She's like, I'm Lanice.
I remember Kenny juggled.
I'm Pablo. You did nothing.
I'm a Suardo.
A Suardo?
Look at what I have. Wow.
My God. I never got one. Excuse me.
Let me describe it. Sarah's holding up a sand dollar that I drew a cat with the word no on it.
It's amazing. It's gold plated.
I also have all the notes from the banquet.
How's that sand dollar not broken?
Sarah's holding up a 3-foot machete. Do I hear what Juan
told me after our first year of friendship?
Yes. This is Sarah's IMDb review.
He said, Sarah, I hope we one day start a podcast together where we can talk about Eddie's $1 million cookbook.
I was like, I did not write that. I swear.
What? No, you wrote a nice note.
He doesn't know how to spell that.
I didn't. I probably wouldn't. I would spell it wrong.
All right. Well, final thoughts on the movie?
A classic.
Gender roles doing dreams.
10 out of 10.
This movie invented the Cooking Network.
The Food Network
got boosted because of this movie.
Bobby Flay owes his career to this movie.
Hyper-masculine dads need to be beaten up.
I never knew who Bobby Flay was until this movie, so honestly, he owes a lot to this film.
He really does. He got fans, supporters.
Okay, well, just quick shout out here to... our boy Justin, and I have a new sound bite I want to try out here.
Justin!
What is that from?
That's from the Justin Timberlake song, Senorita.
Play it again.
Justin!
Yes!
I love it!
Okay, so that'll be our new intro for Justin. But shout out to Justin for creating our artwork. You can find him on Twitter at Juice Absher. That's also his Instagram now, I checked.
Oh, yeah.
He posted some art recently, and I'm like, how you do that?
It's really scary.
It was spooky.
Some spooky art. I got about transcending the astral plane.
So yeah, go follow him. We have a Twitter. It's at Planet Weird Pod. Do you want to shout out anything, Frankie? Your Instagram, your Etsy.
Your DIY Debbie.
Shout out to Nickelodeon.
Okay.
Why?
Just because.
Shout out to Netflix.
Shout out to the purple slime that Eddie made. Why aren't you in stores yet?
Shout out to my mom who drove me here.
She drove me here.
Shout out to Kimberly.
Shout out to Kimberly. I'm going to find her. I'll follow her on her.
Shout out to Frankie's tattoos that I like.
Shout out to everyone but Orlando Brown because he's a weirdo these days.
Yeah, he really is.
He's not going to be in that Raven.
Weird stuff. No, he's not.
You make.
It doesn't need him, though. It just needs Chelsea.
Chelsea liked her comments on Instagram, and I screamed.
Wait, she did?
Yes. Did you not see it?
No.
Check your Instagram.
Wait, what did you say?
I tagged him because she posted... Do you remember the That's a Raven episode where Chelsea runs for president?
No.
And then... Oh, she runs for president, and she's, like, trying to get in with all the, like, groups, and she puts on, like...
This Rastafarian hat
with, like, dreadlocks, and she, like... She goes, come in closer and listen to the island breeze. And then... So I tagged him in that and mentioned it.
And then I said, D-E-D, dead.
I'm looking through. I did not see that she liked them. I'm going to lose it, though. I'm going to lose my damn mind.
Just look at the Juan liked your comment, and it's right there.
No, I'm just going to go find our comments and see.
You're taking...
Two, like, she followed, or she liked yours.
What'd she liked yours. I said, D-E-D, dead.
Oh, she did like it. Thanks, girl.
Shout out to her.
Come on our podcast. I have a That's a Raven board game we can play.
Ew.
We can play it today, too.
Shout out to the actor who played Eddie. Holler at us. You are
beautiful. I tried to find him on Twitter so we could tag him in this, but I couldn't find him. It's a very generic name. It's Taylor Ball.
Mm. Ball?
Yeah.
Like B-A-L-L.
Like a baseball.
B-A-W-L.
Ball.
Bow.
Oh, anyway, by the way, guys, we're in the iTunes store now.
Wow.
Amazing. So, confetti. Boop, 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 boop.
Yeah, so if you're tired of using SoundCloud,
you got the Apple Music.
Search in the iTunes store. Just search, what's our name? Podcast from Planet Weird. You'll find us in there. You can subscribe. You can give us a 5-star review.
You can
write a little review. Just say, hey, guys, what's up?
You can recommend.
Say, we want Frankie back.
Yeah, say, this podcast is great, but maybe don't have Frankie on anymore.
Do you have this, but with him bleeped out?
You have a censored version without Frankie. So, yeah. I don't know how it works on Android with the iTunes store, but with Apple, you can just... It goes to your podcast app, and then you can... I'm looking at you because you have an Android phone.
I'll figure it out.
Okay.
I don't got this anyway, fancy iPhone
7. I have a Nokia.
No, you don't.
They're coming out with, like... Or, do they already do it? Like a new Nokia?
For children?
It's like not a smartphone and it has like Snake on it.
Yeah. I've seen the commercials
for people that don't want smartphones.
No, it's for children.
I have a
Sidekick.
Or
just adults who don't want smartphones. Hit me up on my Sidekick.
I have a chocolate.
A chocolate? I got that slide phone.
I have a razor.
Oh, the razor.
The juke.
Remember everybody. The jitterbug.
We're going to have a new podcast where we talk about old cell phones.
Yes. And our plant ones. So look forward to those guys. All right, well, Frankie, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
I like your all-black attire.
Come back for Pixel Perfect, because that was the one you originally wanted to come on for.
And I'll watch the Indian one. Oh, sorry, Native American.
Well, yeah, we'll call you when we do Buffalo Dreams and Pixel Perfect. But
okay.
It's really hot.
I know. We're going to turn on the fan in a minute, so bye.
I'm going to soak in ice. Bye.